Port of Spain. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that Overseas Citizen of India, OCI, cards will now be extended to individuals of Indian origin up to the sixth generation in Trinidad and Tobago. The move will allow them to live and work in India without restrictions, reinforcing India's commitment to deepening ties with its global diaspora. Addressing an enthusiastic gathering of the Indian community in Port of Spain, Prime Minister Modi said that, "Today, I'm happy to announce that OCI cards will be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. We aren't just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India welcomes, and India embraces you." The announcement was met with resounding applause, as the Indian diaspora, many of whom trace their roots back to indentured laborers who arrived in the Caribbean in the 19th century, continue to maintain deep cultural and emotional bonds with their ancestral homeland. Encouraging members of the diaspora to strengthen their ties with India, Prime Minister Modi urged them to visit their ancestral villages, not just engage virtually through social media. "Visit the villages of your ancestors. Walk the soil they walked on. Bring your children and neighbors. Bring anyone who enjoys chai and a good story. We will welcome all of you with open arms, warm hearts, and jalebi," he said, invoking both emotion and nostalgia. The day's events were further elevated by the presence of Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar, who joined the community celebrations and highlighted the enduring friendship between the two nations. Expressing his gratitude, PM Modi remarked that, "Today's community program in Port of Spain was made even more special by the distinguished presence of Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar. I thank her for the kind words and the emphasis on strong India-Trinidad and Tobago friendship." Prime Minister Modi arrived at Piarco International Airport, Port of Spain, on Wednesday, where he was warmly received by Prime Minister Prasad Bisesar, along with her entire cabinet of 38 ministers and 4 members of parliament. A guard of honor was presented to mark the significance of the visit, underscoring the importance both nations place on their bilateral relations.